And joining us by phone is Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
And how's your wonderful day going?
Oh, good. It's always going good. You know, we always have something kind of, you know, that we're working on or doing here at the Appleton Library.
Yep. Whenever I see you, Cindy, you always have a smile on your face. I like that.
Well, I try.
Yep.
So, I try to be excited about what I do.
You are. You have a passion for what you do.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Really,
it comes through. So
well,
what's happening at the library?
Well, we have a few things going on this month. We have our book club that meets the last Monday of each month, which is the 22nd of February at 5 o'clock, and we've been meeting via Zoom. And we are reading This Tender Land by William Kent Kruger. So if you're interested in joining us, give us a call at 289-1681, and we will get a copy of the book for you. And then, of course, send you the link so that you'd be able to join us via Zoom for this book club meeting. We also have Steve Starrud that will be coming twice a month. In fact, he was here today, which is the 2nd. Of February, so he's here the first and the third Tuesday of each month from 1 to 3 p.m. And we prefer to do this by appointment, if that is possible, so you can call us at 1681, you know, 289-1681 and set that appointment up. He was here today. He met with some people today, which is wonderful. And like I said, he'll be back on the 16th. Or he also will also meet with you by a special appointment time. So make sure that you give us a call. I mean, he helps people with all sorts of technology needs, with their iPads, with their email, with a Facebook page, all sorts of different things that he does. He has the patience that many of us do not have. So he does a super great job. And so take advantage of this if this is something that you want some assistance with. We also are offering take and makes for both adults and for children as well as teens this month. This month for adults, we are offering a ombre heart made out of three different colors of flowers. And so if you're interested in seeing what that looks like, stop here at the library. We've got a sample on display. You can check out our Facebook page or our website. And, of course, if you want to register for this wonderful take and make, give us a call, again, at 289-1681 to make sure that you get registered for that. This is going to be a super popular one. And we offer take and makes for adults every single month. And if we could, we'd be doing this in person and everything. And then we'll offer some Valentine's events, as well as some story times. We're going to be starting some Facebook story times and everything. So watch our Facebook page, our website. Always look to see what other exciting things that we have going on here at the Appleton Library.
Okay, getting back to Steve there, Cindy. You said he has lots of patience, and he has a passion for helping out with computers too, doesn't he?
Yes, he really does. I mean, I think he just is that kind of person that likes to help others,
yep.
Whatever it may be. I mean, he just is a very kind, nice, giving person. And so I think you've hit that on the head. He just likes to help people. And I have listened to him, and sometimes I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, when people have computer problems and you're trying to help them, it can get really frustrating fast, can it?
Yes, I think so too. But he just has that tone of voice. So like I said, like I said earlier, if you're nervous about this, don't be, because I've heard him say over and over again, "Oh, no question is a bad question." You know, I've heard him say all those things. I mean, he's probably like the Mr. Rogers of technology. Anyway,
when are those classes again, Cindy?
What we do is we offer them on Tuesday afternoons from 1 to 3. And so it will be Tuesday, well, you missed the one today, which is the 2nd, and then he'll be here on the 16th. But he's also willing to set up by appointments if those times don't work and things. And so you just get a hold of us, and we'll work something out.
Okay. And those are free, right?
Yeah, everything here is pretty much free. I mean, unless you make a photocopy, of course, or something like that. I mean, and faxing and things like that. I mean, we try to keep things as low as we possibly can.
Yep. I always forget that. Everything's free at the library except if you want to use a copy
there's
or
a few
something.
Things. Faxing, copies, you know. I mean, there's a few things here and there that we do require a small charge and things. But for the most part, most of our events and everything are covered. We're very fortunate. We're supported by our communities, of course, as well as, you know, we get funding from a variety of different sources to help us with these things. So that's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
As well as taxes.
Right. Well, what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's a few different things out there. A couple things for nonfiction is The Doctor's Blackwell by Janice Namura. And this is a nonfiction book or true story. It's two pioneering women receive medical degrees and start the first hospital staffed entirely by women. So kind of interesting. And then You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey. It's by Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar. It's a pair of sisters who live in different parts of the country, share their perspectives on the absurdities and everyday experiences of racism, which has been a very hot-button topic to think about. Also new in fiction is The Scorpion's Tale by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. It's a second book in the Nora Kelly series. It's an FBI agent and an archaeologist identify a mummified corpse and its gruesome cause of death. I don't know. Lots of people love those murder mysteries, and so that sounds like a intriguing one. Mm-hmm. And then also by Lisa Gardner, Before She Disappeared. A recovering alcoholic puts herself in danger when she searches for a Haitian teenager in a Boston neighborhood. And I think this is going to be the first book in a series about this particular person that is looking for missing person. You know, there was a TV show, I think, that was that's what they did, is they looked for people that hadn't been missing for a long time. And I believe that this is the first book in a series on that same topic. So if you are looking for a book to read, want a recommendation, or if you have a favorite author, stop by the Appleton Library, give us a call, let us help you find your new read, because, you know, we've got our winter reading program going on, and we give away weekly prizes and all sorts of stuff just by reading books. And so we love to help people with all their books and reading.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you tell people where you're located and what's the hours again?
Okay, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center. Our phone number is 320-289-1681. The Civic Center is open to the public on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings until 12 noon, on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 1 and then until 7, and Saturdays all day from 10 to 2. But we are always here during our regular hours, so Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. So if there is another time that works for you to come in here, you just give us a call. We go and meet you at the door, and we let you in because we love to see our customers.
Yep.
And we want to make all of this work.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks for the chat this afternoon, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you. Have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.